Okay, well, hello. My gosh, this call is packed out. I know that there's quite a few people that are unable to get in on this call because there's so many of you calling in from all over the country. And what a huge concentration from the Midwest. Just tons of you on the call tonight from the Midwest. And all I have to say is thank God it's the new year and Christmas is over. And I bet many of you are feeling the same way. Many of your names I've never heard before, and so I just want to get a chance to introduce myself, let you know who's talking with you tonight, and tonight the topic's going to be about prospecting, which I believe is totally appropriate. We're in a brand new year. It's January 5th, 2004, which completely blows my mind. This year has flown by for me as well. I'm sure it has for you. And this next year, 2004, is going to come and it's going to go. And we're going to blink and it's going to be over. And we're going to have all kinds of things to talk about that we would have experienced in 2004. We would have had to experience great joy and success as well as disappointment and discouragement. And so the point of these calls is really to equip you and your team on being able to make it through and to persist and to keep on keeping on, obviously, but also to be equipped with incredible tools that will help your business to grow faster, to help it grow more efficiently, to help it grow with less of you and more of duplication, which I think is all of our goals, to be able to duplicate our efforts in other people. And so anyway, let me just tell you a little bit about myself because there's so many brand new people on this call, and I just want to extend a heartfelt welcome to you for being on this call for the first time and to all of you guests that are on this call for the first time, and some of you don't even know why you're on this call. And hopefully by the end of it, you'll figure it out. We are not selling anything on this call. We are not representing any particular company, no direct sales company, no networking company, no private corporation. We're not representing anything. And we're also not promoting any kind of product that is being sold through a marketing type of a sales force. And so this call really is just designed to equip you, to help you and your business, your team, your sales force, your customers, to become better at everything that they do on a daily basis. And so I got started in this industry. When I first heard about it, I was 19 years of age, signed my first application actually when I was 19. And that first company was, it was interesting. I had no idea I was at this particular meeting. I didn't even know I was in a meeting. I was invited to a coworker's house, went and saw a presentation, and then wound up, just because I felt bad for the lady, I was the only person that showed. And she did this big, you know, whiteboard presentation for me in her home. And so I bought the kit. It was $100, and I spent a ton of money on foil, which is so funny to me. And that foil lasted years, years and years and years. It was a big thing of foil. So anyway, then shortly after that, I had met John Paletti, actually, who introduced me to a business that I really got very serious about. When the first company that I signed up with was Amway, and I didn't know what I was into at all. I just really bought it just to help the lady out. But then John, just a few months later, started talking to me about having a home-based business, being able to control my time, being able to, instead of trading hours for dollars, but being able to instead kind of make it an investment of time to be able to earn literally dividends from the efforts of other people throughout the future. And so that sounded interesting to me, but to be totally honest with you, I did not think that I could do it. John was educated, I was not. John was confident, and I was not. And so to me, being in business for myself was very scary. I was 19. And so it took me a couple of months before I really started to get the picture. And he was very persistent with me. I mean, very persistent with me. He saw something in me that I did not see in myself. And I'm very grateful, very, very grateful that he was persistent and that he did not give up on trying to show me the opportunity. And I was interested. I was just scared. I was afraid that I would fail. I was afraid that I couldn't do it, and I was afraid of embarrassing myself and also being humiliated by friends or family members. And so after a couple of months and him, you know, dragging me to several different meetings, really bribing me for dinner, hey, come to this meeting. We'll go out to dinner afterwards. Okay. Well, that's how easy I was. And so after that, and I had wound up in an 8-hour training school. In fact, John, my husband Hans, and I were reminiscing about this recently at Christmas Eve. And we were in Southern California at this symposium type thing, and there were four trainers at the top of the room that were all talking about their success. And I was not impressed with the waiter, the busboy guy. I wasn't impressed with the beach bum or the construction worker, but I was impressed with this guy who had spent 25 years in the corporate world working his tail off and wound up being laid off, got started in a business for himself working from home, and built a network marketing business that earned him six figures a month, which is more than he had made all year long. And his words echo in my ears, and what he said was this, is don't spend 25 years doing what I did only to wind up with nothing and starting your whole life over. And so he said, don't do what I did. You know, do this now. And here I was 20. I just turned 20. And I heard that because he was doing something that I would only wish that I could ever do. And so it just made sense when he said, don't make the same mistake I made. See this and do this now. And so I came out of that eight-hour school and I said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it full-time. What have I got to lose? And so I did get started. In the first 6 months that I was in business for myself, I was the most amazing, phenomenal, absolute, well-known failure the company I think had ever seen at that time. I couldn't sell anything. I couldn't sponsor anybody. People were running from me. I mean, people, they just did not want what I had. And I thought, man, what's wrong with me? Do I have the wrong product? Well, that was obvious to me because people were making six figures a month with that product. I know I wasn't in the wrong company because the company was producing millionaires. And so it obviously had to be me, and I didn't quite get what I was doing wrong. And so I tried kind of in an unteachable way to figure the thing out on my own. I really didn't listen to anybody until one day I met a guy who was 4 years older than I was. He did have a college education. He started the same month I did, and he was making $15,000 more a month than I was. And so I thought, okay, something's wrong because we're in the same company, same state, same basic area, and the guy's making 15 grand more a month than I am. Something is wrong with this picture. And I begged him. I said, please teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. And he did. And I'm very grateful for that because, and he had to slap me upside the head a few times because I was really unteachable. And he gave me some guidelines that were very strict that I had to live under. And that was the most beautiful thing that could have happened to me at that time. Because what I went to a training seminar, invested hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars that I did not have. And on a whim, went to a training seminar that I could not afford and wound up coming out of that training seminar and making $4,000 the first 8 days after that training seminar. We had the same product, same company, and we were in the same state. So none of that made any sense. If you think about it, what in the world changed for me after my very first training seminar? Everything changed. And I mean everything. I was doing the business so backwards it wasn't even funny. I was attacking this thing from the wrong direction. I was actually selling the wrong product. And the first thing that I had learned in that training seminar was the product that we were selling was not our product. He had said that 98% of the population thinks that the product that they're selling is, you know, their actual product. At the time, it was water filters for me. He said, that's not the product. If you really want to succeed unusually in this business, then you have to pay attention to the real product, and the real product is people. And so he said, learn more about people than you do anything else, and you'll be unusually successful. He said, work harder on you than you do your people. Work harder on you than you do anything else in your business, and you'll be unusually successful. And, man, that was a quantum leap for me. I had never heard anything like that before, and so I immediately started to study people and try to understand where people were coming from and how they operated and what made them tick and what motivated them, and would just sit and watch. And it was very powerful what happened to my business as a direct result of that. Very shortly after that, wound up becoming a number one international producer with that company and earning a $20,000 paycheck just a few months after I went to that first training seminar. And I continue to go back every single month. And here's why. Because birds of a feather flock together, that's why. And most of us live in an environment where everything is absolutely against us in every way, shape, and form. Especially if you're working a home-based business there by yourself, the environment is there's no one around you. Or the people that you're talking to, you're probably getting a lot of no's, having a lot of people tell you that, no, I'm not interested, no, I'm not interested, no, I'm not interested. Listen, after about 20 of those in a day, you really start to question who you are, and are you the only idiot that sees the opportunity? And I remember having those days, like, gosh, am I, like, brainwashed or something? Am I, like, totally ridiculously stupid, and I'm the only one that doesn't know how stupid I am? Is everybody else out there smarter than me, and that's how come they're not doing this? I mean, I had those days of really questioning what I was involved in and should I be doing it and would I succeed in it. And so going to those training seminars every single month was absolutely crucial for my success. And the long story, to shorten it up, is this. Shortly after having all that success, I wound up getting married to a man after a very short period of courting, which you can't even consider that courting. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. I wound up becoming completely homeless. My business, in the meantime, had been stolen from me by a complete crook. And I lost everything. I gained 50 pounds in a very short period of time. And I wound up going from the top of a company to the absolute lowest of lows, losing my marriage, losing my husband, losing the dream, the fairy tale, all the success, all the money, and wound up below. I mean, $35,000 in debt is a tremendous amount of debt when you are 20 years old. I mean, that is scary, way scary. And so after, and this is, by the way, 13 years ago, oh, my gosh, I just realized something. Exactly 13 years ago today is when I got myself an apartment after being homeless from around the 15th of December. And so just about 3 weeks, really, is how long I was homeless. Just 13 years ago, this Christmas season, I was completely homeless. Thank God I was in Hawaii and not Oakland, California or something like that, or New York or something. But I was completely homeless, living in the back of a car. At that point, I was 21 years old and lost everything. Today, exactly 13 years ago, got my own apartment and have been absolutely self-sufficient ever since and have never been in that kind of financial situation since then. And so what I want to share with you is a strength that I believe that all of us have to have in our business. And so if this girl who grew up in a tiny little town in Northern California, who has no education, grew up with abusive parents, had no dreams, no ambition, no nothing, had no talent. I used to say that, man, you know, some people are born with talent. I wasn't. Everything that I have now obviously comes from the great God that I serve. But, man, he put me in this soil to teach me about people. And if we are in the people business, and the more that you understand people, the more money you're going to make. And if you don't like people, don't worry. I didn't either when I first got started. And there's a training seminar that's available to you to help you understand why you don't and understand how to like them and help you to work with them and build a profitable business for yourself. Anyway, so prospecting is important for your business. In fact, guess what? Without it, your business does not exist. It's that simple. And so if this young one can get out there and learn how to prospect and how to turn some no's into yeses that are turnable, how to be able to build a huge business, you know, within a couple of years, built a business of over 20,000 people. As John told you, I ran my own network marketing company. I've been in all facets of this business, and which is fine. But if I can do it, so can you. That's all I'm trying to say. If I can do it, so can you. And what is the difference between you and me? That's the bottom line. And so if you have any bit of desire and you have the willingness to learn, work, and try, then I know that you can go out and become very successful. You know, after being homeless, living in that car over in Hawaii, within a couple of years, I became a millionaire. By the time I was 23 years of age, is the first time I made my first million and went on to do that several more times after that. But where else can you take a young, uneducated female with no dreams and put her in a business, put her in front of some phenomenal training that trained her up to go out and become financially independent? Give me a break. I mean, today I'm a mother of five. My children go anywhere from 16 and a half down to 4 and a half. Now, if this mother of five who has no education, hello, are you getting the picture? If I can do it, you can do it. And so here's what you got to have. You've got to have desire. You have to have a work ethic. You have to be determined. You have to have the willingness to never quit, to never give up, to never buy your excuses, to never listen to the doubt thoughts and broke thoughts that slip through your mind, to never listen to that liar, the father of lies, that wants to tell you to quit, to give up, that you're never going to make it anyway and it's not going to work and you're wasting your time. Shut that one up. Because it's never going to help you to succeed, and that's the whole point of the father of lies, is to trip you up and make you quit and to make you wind up in the land of mediocrity where you're not making a difference in anybody's life. And so I believe that this business is nothing but a great opportunity to impact people's lives for the better. And if we look at today, we look at the people of today, Lord have mercy on all of us. We need to help people. There's no question. I'm not just talking about the homeless like I was. I'm talking about the absolute lost. The ones that are stressed out to the point of being on Zoloft and, and all other kinds of antidepressants because they can't deal with life because it's become such a burden and so hard. I'm talking about those people who have lost the ability to love, the people who have lost the ability to be compassionate, the people who have lost their vision so much that they have put themselves into a depression and are completely oppressed by society, that they can't make decisions anymore. That's the society that we live in today, and that is an absolute reality where people are hurting big time, and I believe a big reason for that hurt and that oppression is because of a lack of vision. The book that I lean on to be the most successful book ever written since the beginning of time tells me that a man without a vision will perish. And you and I see people around us every single day perishing. By the moment, they are perishing. The number one prescribed drug in America today is an antidepressant. Kids are on antidepressants. We live in the richest country in the world, and there's a huge part of the population that's totally depressed. Why? No vision. No vision. Tired. Stressed out. Given up. No motivation. Just have given up. And I have been there. I've been there one too many times. And you know what it takes? It takes one person to say, I believe in you and you can do it. It takes one person to say, we can make this happen. Let's stick together and together, two by two, we will go out and move that stupid, disgusting, ugly mountain of debt. We'll go out and move that stupid, disgusting lie of depression and oppression. Together, two by two, we'll make things happen. And so that, to me, is what this business is all about. And I don't care what you're selling. It is nothing but a vehicle to get to people's lives, to make a difference for them, for their families, and everyone around them. You know, anyway, let's get on to prospecting because this is what it's about. It's all about people. And it's about getting to people. And it's about making a difference in their lives. And it's actually about finding people who want to make a change, finding people who have desire. You know, and it could be just a little ember of desire deep down inside of them that they don't even know what it feels like anymore, but they're hungry for something. They know they want more, but they don't know what they want. And so we're out there looking for those people. And, you know, I really believe in waking them up and shaking them up. That's what I believe. I believe that majority of America, and here's the reality, 98% of them, lights are on, but nobody's home. That's what I see. And it hurts my heart to think, oh, Lord, I started when I was 19. And this is what we've done. What can that person do who's educated or more mature or has more life experience than I had? You know what I'm saying? So here's, if you have this and you write this down, but if I have desire, then I can make it. If I have desire, then I can make it, because that's the reality. If you have desire, then you can make it. And if you have strong desire, you can persist through the prospecting process of your business. You can. Because prospecting is the life of your business. Without prospecting, there is no check. It's that simple. So if you feel like you're not good at prospecting, listen to me now. Do whatever it takes to get good at it. Here's one thing. Listen to people who are good at it. Listen to tapes that teach you how to do it. Go to seminars that teach you how to do it. Because let me tell you what will happen to you. If you invest into yourself in the form of tapes, seminars, conference calls, what have you, oh, it will pay dividends later. You apply what you learn and watch what happens to you. And I don't care how long it takes. It will work for you. And so if there's an area of your business to master, it's prospecting. And if you're not prospecting every single day, your business is going in the wrong direction. And guess what? You will not see it this month. You will see it 90 days from now. So what you do or don't do today will show up 90 days from now. Because prospecting is just like farming. It's planting a seed. You don't see a sprout the very next day, if you understand what I'm saying, okay? So prospecting is the absolute life of your business. Without it, there is no check. That simple. Here's the other thing. Is you need to decide what kind of people that you want in your business. What kind of people do you want in your business? Do you want a bunch of whining, moaning, complaining people? I would hope not. And this is what happens with so many of us because we do not decide ahead of time who we're looking for. This is what we wind up doing. We wind up bringing no's into our business. We wind up spending hours with somebody who is a no. Someone who has no desire, someone who has no dream, someone who has no work ethic, someone who doesn't want to dream, someone who just does not want to change the quality of their life, someone who wants to just stay in their in their comfort zone. And that, and when we do not decide ahead of time who we're looking for, then what we do is we settle for anything we can get. And we spend, you know, an hour just trying to get the person to take a look at the opportunity. Then you present the opportunity to that person, and then you send them info, and then you give them about 10, 15 follow-up calls. And then you try to get your upline on the phone with that person to try to change that no into a yes. Well, that's just like trying to expect me to turn into a man right now. Not going to happen. No. Trying to turn a no into a yes 99.9% of the time is simply just trying to make a sex change on someone who doesn't want one. And it really is that simple. And so don't waste your time with people who don't see it. You got to decide ahead of time, who do I want in my business? Well, if this was, PG&E, or whatever, Macy's Corporation or whatever, you know, some high-tech company, HP, whatever, I can guarantee you they have a standard of who they want inside their company. Guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. I can tell you right now, headhunters around the world, I've known many of them and recruited many of them in the business. I can tell you that headhunters know exactly what they're looking for. And they're looking through crowds of people to see, or talking to hundreds of people to see, if that person is the one that they're looking for. And so you have to decide, who do you want in your business, okay? Who do you want in your business? If you do not know, you are going to wind up prospecting anything and anyone. If you wind up doing that and you do not know what you want, then you'll settle for what you get. And you do not want to settle for what you get. Again, compare yourself to like Hewlett-Packard or Microsoft. Their human resources departments know ahead of time who they're looking for. They're looking for smile. They're looking for posture. They're looking for conviction. They're looking for stature. They're looking for people who are focused, determined, hardworking, and disciplined. Are you with me? That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for this. I'll tell you what. They get on the phone with somebody and that person says, does this cost any money? Oh, my gosh. I know Roberta is laughing her tail off right now. Roberta out in Florida. Yes. When somebody says that to you, it's called click. It's like, you know what, Sarah? Thanks so much. You have a great day. When you are really serious about finding a home-based business for yourself, you've got my name and phone number. Go ahead and give me a call. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay? Now, if somebody, for example, was calling about a job interview for Hewlett-Packard or Microsoft, for example, and they said, oh, gosh, I don't have any gas money. Hello? They would not get the interview. Are you with me? And neither will they get it with you. And so the tendency when we are marketers the way that we are is to have our bar so low that that's what we wind up with, is we wind up with a bunch of people who are unmotivated and whining, and then we get excited about sponsoring them into the business. That one cracks me up. Yeah, we do. We bring them into the business, and this is what we say. Oh, I sponsored somebody. Oh, I brought somebody in. I got a new rep today. And that person tomorrow is probably going to call and say, I'm going to cancel my order. I really can't afford it. Listen, man. I couldn't afford it when I got started, all right? I was homeless. But hello. I was desperate, full of desire, full of passion to change my life. Full of it. Absolutely full of it. And so when you hear me say I was homeless, you have to understand I was homeless with a passion to get out of being homeless, to get out of living in my car. Okay, so anyway, decide what kind of people you want in your business. I look for self-motivated people. I look for people who have moderate people skills. I look for people who have desire, ambition. I look for people who care about people. Obviously, honesty and integrity is something that I look for. I can't always figure out if they are or not initially until you get to know them. Okay, here's the other thing. Number three that I wanted to share with you is in this business with prospecting, it takes massive numbers to get massive results. You have to attack this thing, absolutely attack this business. Here's number four. Many of us, when we get ready to think about to start getting our business going, we wind up with what I call phone fear. Yeah, like the phone has teeth, and for some reason, man, that anxiety swells up in our guts, and we just go, you know, and you totally just get this sinking feeling in your gut where it's like, ah, you know, you'd rather scream. You'd rather go sit down and watch TV or something. And that's usually, here's what usually happens, is that we wind up starting getting things organized, and we start alphabetizing our lists of names, and we start trying to find someone else to talk to and call our upline again to try to get ourselves pumped up. Listen, cast the phone fear out. The phone does not have teeth. It is not going to bite your head off. And here's why we wind up with some phone fear. And this is going to make so much sense to so many of you. Because you have an emotional attachment to yeses and nos. You cannot have any emotional attachment to a yes or to a no. You are simply just looking for either or. Hello? No emotional attachment to a yes or a no. You're just looking to see who they are. Are they a yes? Are they a no? If you want to be a professional prospector, you cannot be emotionally attached to the yes or the no. You have to be emotionally attached to going through as many numbers as quickly as you possibly can. That is the big secret in prospecting. Get your emotions out of it, man. Don't even go there. The deal is, it's a numbers game. You've heard this so many times, it's probably making you want to throw up, but that's the reality, is that it is a numbers game. And the magic is not in any script, it's not in any conference call, it's not in any three-way call, it's in you. It's in you and how you feel about your opportunity, it's in you and whether or not you're emotionally attached to a yes or a no. Your prospect can feel that over the phone. Oh my gosh. Think about it right now. Have you ever had, for example, a telemarketer call you? And you can feel it across the phone. You can feel it if they're confident or not. You can feel it whether or not you are the deciding factor of whether or not they're going to have a great day or not. You can also feel it on the phone when they don't care, when it just doesn't matter. They're just trying to seek it out to see what you are. And let me tell you what it does. If you do not care, yes or no, then here's the deal. It kind of gives your prospect the freedom. It puts their guard down that you're not going to try to turn them into a yes if they don't want to do it, which then opens their mind. They wind up going, oh, I don't feel any pressure here. And when people don't feel pressured, their guard goes down and they wind up talking themselves into it. Because let me ask you something. Out of all the prospects that you have, who wouldn't want a better 2004? Who wouldn't want to be able to name their price? Who wouldn't want to get out of debt? Who wouldn't want to have a better retirement? Who wouldn't want to make their own hours, work at their own pace, build equity in their own company versus the equity in somebody else's? Hello, every single person you talk to would want everything that you have. The difference is in the communication to them and whether or not they see it and whether or not it's their time, okay? So, and understand this, when I say the magic isn't in the script or any of that kind of stuff, that it's in you, it doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it. It's about your posture, it's about your attitude, about your mindset, what your conviction level is. If your conviction letter is, hey, I'm a leader, I'm building an organization, I am building equity in my own company, I know exactly where I'm going. If that is your stature, that's your posture, then guess what? People follow people who are going places. People don't need to follow people who are going nowhere. They don't need to follow people who are begging. They don't need to follow people who are not sure. They want to follow people who know where they're going. And so that is a very important thing. And you know what? Here's the deal. You can get this by hanging around people who have it. It rubs off on you. Birds of a feather flock together. I said that earlier, and that's a reality. That's a huge reality. And so it's very important that you make sure that you check that conviction level. Check your, posture and see, man, do I sound like a worm or am I really going somewhere? And do I have something that other people want? And if there was something that really changed for me out of that first seminar, it was that. I was no longer begging people. And I can't tell you enough. You can't beg people to get involved in your business. You're really looking for 15-second no's. That's what you're really, truly looking for. That when you get on the phone, let's say with a cold market list, which are people that you don't know, you're buying lists from various different, lead generation type programs. Your whole goal is to get through 30, 40 numbers a day if you're working your business full time. At least 30 to 40 a day. If you're not, you need to be talking to 20 a day. At least. I mean, you've got to be going through hundreds and hundreds of numbers a week. And thousands a month in some cases for some of you, depending on what kind of system you have. And so when you're building that and when you're prospecting, a no or a yes is what you're looking for. It doesn't matter which one. The sooner you get to the no or the yes, the sooner you get on to the next one. And so if when somebody says something like, I need to think this over, this is what you need to say to them. Good, think it over. You have my number. Call me when you're serious. About making these kind of changes in your life that we just discussed, Sarah, and I said that to you earlier. Or let's say this, when you are going through and you're looking for no's and yeses, some people are going to throw you a little curveball, which would be, I need to think about it, well, or I need to talk to my spouse. Let me tell you something. Here's loud and clear. When somebody says, I need to talk to my spouse, they ain't going to do it. Because how many of you have given somebody else that excuse and never went to talk to your spouse? Never did. I mean, you said, oh, you know, that sounds good. Yeah, I need to talk to my spouse. Because you didn't have, you know, some of us don't have the courage to say no to somebody. We just don't want to hurt their feelings or whatever. Well, you're going to be talking to some people on the phone that are the same way. They're conscientious, they're considerate, and they don't want to hurt your feelings by saying no or not interested or whatever. Well, they may say, you know, I need to talk this over to my spouse. The reality is if they said, you know what, I'd like my spouse to see this, that person's interested. If they say, you know, I need to think it over, well, or can you send me some information? This is what I would tell that person. I would say, you know, no, I won't. And you know what? The response is like, really? No, I won't. You know, I will mail things to people who are just downright serious. And really, I haven't gotten enough information from you yet to see how serious you are. And so I don't want to waste your time and waste mine. I don't want to send something to you that you're just going to throw in the trash. So when you're absolutely serious about making a change for your financial future, then I'd like for you to give me a call. And you can ask me some questions, and then at that point, maybe I'll send you some information. Or they may say, well, you know, how can I get some more information? Well, what questions do you have? And I'll have them sit down and write me, sit down and write down a list of questions. Or just tell me what the questions are, and I'll write them down. I'll say, okay, well, you know, what concerns do you have? What are your questions that you have? And then let's say they give me five questions. This is what I'm going to say. Okay, if I can answer all of these questions and you are totally satisfied with the answers, are you ready to get started and make a decision now to start your own home-based business? And if they say, yes, I am, then great, then handle the questions. If they say, well, I'm not really sure, then I'll say, you know what, God bless you. I really wish you the best, and I really hope and pray that you find what you're looking for. And that's it. And then I go on from there. So that you're not wasting your time with people who are going to give you the runaround, and you're not wasting literature and stamps and all that kind of stuff. And so there's been many times where somebody said, I'd like for you to send me some information. I say, you know, that's great. However, I don't send information to people unless they are absolutely serious about and in a position where they are ready to make a decision and ready to change their financial future. And I don't have enough information from you as of yet to determine whether or not I'm going to send you some information. So tell me what your key concerns are, questions that you have, and let's just kind of go from there. And then if at that point I feel that you qualify for the information, I'll go ahead and send it out. Either that or we can just go ahead and disconnect now and not waste each other's time. And that's how I handle this kind of situations, because I don't want to spend hours on the phone with somebody, and actually they won't spend hours with you on the phone, but I don't want to spend time in a volley going back and forth trying to convince somebody who really doesn't want to do it but doesn't have the courage to tell you that they don't want to do it. I just don't want to waste time like that. And neither do you, guys. Listen, this is 2004. Some of our businesses need to be done differently, and part of that differently means the amount of time that we spend with people who are no's trying to turn them into a yes. That's not going to happen. Let's ask the turtle to grow into a stallion. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So anyway, you want to look for those quick yeses or nos. You want to look for a 15-second no. Those are easy. How do you see a 15-second no? Attitude, man. If they're dead energy on the phone, that's a no. Absolutely, that's a goner. And so you just very politely exit the conversation immediately, because no matter what you do, let's say, I mean, they could be like 20 below, which is, I think, some of the weather you guys are experiencing right now. But they could be like 20 below. That could be where their temperature is, and that's not worth your time bringing them up. I mean, you could work your tail off and get them up to like 10 degrees. I don't think so. That's a waste of time. Anyway, let me see where else I'm going to go with you tonight. All right, I gave you the response to that. Okay, so that's how you also tell if somebody is serious about their excuse. I need to talk to my spouse. Nope, they're not going to do it. And I even said that to people. I said, you know what, you do that. I said, but man, if you're anything like me, I've said that to people before. Man, they actually never did. So, you know, seriously, if you're really serious about talking to your spouse, then I'd love to get on the phone with them. But if it's, you know, if you're really just not sure about the business opportunity and you just don't have any other way to say it to me other than you need to talk to yourself, well then, you know, just let me know now. We don't need to waste each other's time. And that's really how I deal with people. I give them an out. So that I'm not wasting my time, I'm not putting them on a follow-up list, I'm not sending them emails, I'm not mailing them out a package, I'm not wasting my time. I'm just, and some people, this is what they'll say. I'll say, you know, I need to know, are you really serious about this, or you're just really not quite sure, and you know, so that we don't waste each other's time. And some people say, you know, I just don't think it's for me. I say, you know what, thanks so much. I really appreciate that you didn't waste my time, and I don't need to waste yours. God bless you. See you later. Yeah. And then there's those people who say, no, Danny, I'm really, really serious about it. I just don't know. I just have a couple of things I'm not sure about. Well, what are those things? Now we've changed the energy and the communication between the two of us, and they can sit there and say, well, you know, this kind of bothers me about that, and man, my uncle tried one of these before, and they failed, and I just wonder what my spouse is going to think. Then they start giving you all of their excuses, and then you can handle those objections accordingly. Hold on a second. Okay, and then here's the other thing. You need to learn how to listen and learn to recognize whether or not that these people that you're talking to on the phone are good prospects or not. Because if they're unmotivated, filled with excuses, and they're whiny, that's a big, fat 15-second no. Waste of your time. Or they're giving you the runaround. It's called next. Man, I know many of us get challenged by somebody running us around, and we're trying to prove to them that this really is a good opportunity. If you have to prove it to people, then you really don't believe in it. And so that's when you can take it away. In fact, I've had many, 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 many sales happen because of taking it away from people, where I've just nexted them all out, just said, you know, this just isn't for you, and it's not the right time for you, and I really hope that someday you find what it is that you're looking for. And those people say, wait a minute. Be willing to next them. Be willing to tell them no. Because if you're willing to tell them no, then that shows that you have standards and you're not going to put up with the runaround. You're not going to put up with excuses. You're not going to put up with whining. You're not going to put up with laziness. You're not going to put up with unmotivation. It sets a precedence from the beginning that says, this is who I'm looking for, and if it's you, great. We're going to work well together, and we're going to make a lot of money. If you do not fit this criteria, then you will be happily and merrily on your way, and I will find, and hello, you need to hear this, and I will find the one I'm looking for, and that has to be your attitude. I know who I'm looking for. I will find that person this month. And if it's you, you're blessed. If it's not, the person I'm looking for is blessed, and I will find them. So the more prospecting you do, the more people you talk to on a daily basis, the more money that you will make. And the more money that you make will give you more leverage with other people, especially the ones who've left at you in the past, okay? So, and again, make as much money as you possibly can, as quickly as you can, because the leverage that it will give you. Especially when you're talking on the phone. I know for me, gosh, the more that my check would continuously increase, the more confidence I had in what I was doing. And it really does work that way. It can't help not to, especially when you're starting to get out of debt and then you really feel, man, this is a good deal. I'm really making a difference. Or when you see a housewife, a single mom, or a guy who was just laid off from 25 years of working his high end off, and you actually made a difference in that person's life, and they start making money right away, oh, my gosh. There's no feeling and there's no rush like getting somebody started in the business, having them go out and start making money, seeing the light in their eyes, seeing them start dreaming again, seeing them start having desire and passion again, and going, wow, I introduced a business to that person. That person's life, God used me to change that person's life. That's awesome. I mean, that is absolutely an awesome feeling. And then once you get on the phone with someone to prospect, guess what? Now you're like, hey, hold on a second. I know what this does for people. It's helped Joe and Susie Baker. That's who it helped. These people have gotten out of debt because we introduced this opportunity to them X amount of times ago. And when you've got that kind of confidence, holy smokes, I'm telling you. You'll be a prospecting machine. That's what you'll be. You'll go through massive numbers, you'll get massive results, and you'll have a massive paycheck. So anyway, what I'm going to do right now, it's a quarter till. We have a couple more minutes. I'm going to open up the lines real quick to anybody that has any questions concerning this topic. Now, this is just a simple conference call. Obviously, I don't have a lot of time on a conference call to teach you how to prospect. I could spend an entire day creating all of you into prospecting machines. No question that I could, make something like that happen. I've done it before, but we've got, 45-minute call, and that's all that we have. Now, for those of you who are interested and who want to take their business to the very next level, and if it's all about duplication, then I highly encourage you to bring other people to these conference calls so that they can get trained. Send them to my website, which is DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Again, that's DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, then Johnson.com. On that website, there's all kinds of free tools available for you guys, past conference calls that I've trained on every topic you can imagine me teaching on for the business. And we've had incredible success stories come out of these conference calls, people building their business in a way that they could never build it before. So we have that. Then we've got there's some tapes that are available on that website. There's the tapes from Carlsbad, California, if you're on a real low-budget deal. Those are available to you. I think they're $29 for 6 tapes. And then there's the Raleigh, North Carolina seminar CDs. These are CDs, and it's a beautiful packaging, very efficient packaging. And we've already gotten tons of testimonials from people who have listened to those CDs who are having great results. But that's a 2-day seminar on tape. But there's truly nothing like being there live. There really isn't the kind of success that we've had. And I built my business, you know, of tens of thousands of distributors through these training seminars and have developed lots of leadership. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you would love to have 10 prospecting machines in your business? 10 people in your business that are just totally building it. They're professionals. They're not on the roller coaster of the emotional ride of yeses and nos. They're not being led on by all these people. They're just total professionals at prospecting. If you would like to have that in your business, then I highly recommend that you plug them into the training seminar that's coming up January 24th and 25th in Reston, Virginia. That's going to be a powerhouse training seminar, just like we've done many times before. There's many people on this call right now who've had incredible results in their personal life, in their business life, in their part-time home-based business life, as well as their professional careers. We have doctors, lawyers, as well as big business owners, as well as cocktail waitresses like myself, or major highly educated people who wind up going through these seminars, who wind up enhancing every single area of their life. And so if you feel that some area of your life can use improvement, which you better have said yes to that one, if your life can use improvement in any area of your personal life, your professional life, and your business life, I highly recommend that you're there. The seminar is $300 at the door. If you pre-register now, it's only $197, which is a huge savings. So $300 at the door, it's $197. We're going to stay at the Reston Sheraton. There's rooms available online for $50 a night, I believe. Beautiful, beautiful hotel. We're going to have a blast, and there's going to be a group of leadership that comes out of this seminar in Reston, Virginia, who's going to blow out records inside of their companies, who are going to recruit more than they've ever recruited before, who are going to build a customer base that they never would have been able to do prior to being involved in this thing. And I promise you, you will not walk away dissatisfied. In fact, I 100% guarantee the fee into that seminar. If you don't get your money's worth, we'll give it back. No questions asked, no hard feelings. We will 100% refund your money if you feel that it was a waste of your time, which would be a crack up to me if it was a waste of your time. But anyway, some people, you just never know. Anyway, I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to answer 2 questions. We have about a few minutes left, and I'm going to answer 2 questions concerning prospecting or any comments that you guys have that you want to make. I know the call is packed out. If you have a lot of background noise, *6 out your line, and it will mute out the background noise. But here we go.
Tulsa.
Okay.
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hey, this is Rich Blackstock in Tulsa.
Hi. Welcome to the call. So good to hear your voice, Rich.
Hey, listen, the reason I wanted to say something to Danny is that I can see myself doing what you're talking about, becoming a recruiting machine and a prospecting machine. And what I want to do is find out, is there a list or some way to get a list of lots of people, because that's what I don't have.
Okay. Yes, there is. Rich, I don't want to necessarily recommend. I know that Cutting Edge Media has some great leads that people have used for years. And some people use those leads. They love them. Some people use them and they hate them. And it's really a trial and error. ProStep, some people like them. Some people hate them. But there's you know your old upline, oh, my gosh, in that prior company that you were with?
Yes.
Okay, go to his website. He's got lead vendors that he recommends.
Okay.
And in fact, you had a free website with him, right?
Yes.
Okay. In that website, there are lead vendors. And
okay.
So really, you get what you pay for. And so I know that Cutting Edge Media, and I've used them before, where we did some specific leads through them where they did advertising using our company name, and it was a lead generation that was company specific. Those were phenomenal leads, and they really were like 20 leads for $100 or something like that, and they more than paid for themselves. I mean, our first couple calls, we wound up making the money back that we invested into the advertising. And so those are really good. And then there's also, and Cutting Edge, by the way, has a bunch of other various different types of leads. And again, they've got dirt cheap leads. They've got more qualified leads. They've got leads that are 24 to 48 hours fresh. Those are great leads to get a hold of. And those are people who have been called, they've been called by a telemarketer, and they have said they want to get inside of some kind of a home-based business, that they are interested in making extra money. And when I mean they're 24 to 48 hours, meaning that they just agreed to that the day before. And so that's a nice, hot, fresh lead. They're not company-specific, but they're home-based business-specific. And so those are great opportunities and leads to have.
Okay.
So those are great ways to get a hold of List and Listen Names. The other thing that I talked about last week was doing multiple advertising, small newspapers all across the country, like 6 different ads in 6 different newspapers, and that also works big time. That increases your numbers. And so if you were to get, 10, 20 calls per paper, you could wind up with a couple hundred, leads. And so that also works really, really well. And you're there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Have you tried placing an advertisement in your local paper?
Well, we thought about doing that, Danny, and the only problem is we're trying to get an ad that works, that'll make us unique and set us apart, where people really will call, as opposed to people who are just tire kickers.
You got it. Yep, you got it.
And do you put it under Help Wanted or Business Opportunities?
I've done both. I've done both. Early on in my career, we did Help Wanted stuff. Later on in my career, we did Business Opportunity.
Right.
So either whatever you feel the most comfortable with doing, Rich, honestly.
Okay.
And you know what? And advertising your product also would be good to do in a local paper.
Okay.
Especially because I know you're in weight loss, and that's an easy thing to advertise.
Right. Is there any words you can suggest, Annie, with an ad? Because we're looking for an ad that will really pull, and you mentioned before on previous calls that there were some ads that you used that were pulling a lot of people. So
yeah, well, and here's the thing is that markets change and advertising changes, Rich. And so what would work 10 years ago may not work today, but this is what I will tell you. Go back to that original upline that you had.
Uh-huh.
He's the most phenomenal advertiser I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
In this business. I've never seen anybody do it better than him. And use his lines. Look at what he advertised and take those lines and put them in an ad. Because the sales copy is the same. No matter what you see, the sales copy is the same. And that sales copy is what's selling people on calling.
Right.
Okay? So any ads that you can see that he has written from the past, from all the different advertising venues that he's used, copy it and use it.
Okay.
Because he's the best. Absolutely.
Thanks, Danny. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I can take one more question.
Hello, Danny.
Anybody? Who's that?
Danny, this is Ken Walker calling you from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Hello, Mr. Walker.
How are you? Wonderful.
Good.
I signed up with Hans today.
I heard. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And I picked up a couple of distributors. Looks like one will be tomorrow, and we already have one lined up.
Good job.
The first time I've listened to your, I hate to call it a pitch, but your presentation, let's put that way. And I can hear where you're coming from. It's great motivational stuff there. I know you've got lots more. And I plan on tuning into the rest of your opportunities that I feel that I'm listening to.
Awesome.
To get the feel of what you're doing.
Good.
Give my best to Hans, and I'll talk to him in the morning.
Okay, awesome. Welcome aboard. I'm excited for you.
Thanks very, very much.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anybody else have any questions up there?
Yes, I got a real quick one.
Go ahead. Who are you?
Hi, it's Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi.
What can I do for you tonight?
I'm happy to be here with you. My question is in the line of the ads.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when you run an ad, you think you should get something in a week, the first week or the second week.
Absolutely.
In experience.
Absolutely.
How many weeks?
Well, what kind of an ad are you talking about?
Weight loss.
Okay, you're talking about a weight loss ad in a newspaper?
Yes.
Okay. If you didn't get calls right away, pull it. It's not working.
Okay.
It's not working. You need to fish in a different pond. So So find a different place to advertise in. I mean, for example, when I would place an ad back in my weight loss days, I would get, 50, 60 calls the next day. Mm-hmm. So if you're not having any calls at all, one, check the ad, make sure the right phone number is on it, because sometimes the newspapers can mess that up. Two, check your voicemail. Make sure the message, make sure there's not something wrong with your greeting or your answering machine or whatever that it is. If you're getting no calls, I'd be real weary about placing that same ad in that same paper in that same section again.
Okay.
Okay. So you should see a response right away.
Okay.
And if you're not getting something after a week or two, then pull the ad.
Okay.
It's not working. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay, you're welcome, girl. Okay. Anybody else have a quick question?
Oh, yes, Danny, I do. Can you hear me?
Who are you?
This is Crystal King in Washington, Missouri.
Hi.
Hello. Talking about this thing with the newspaper ad, I've been wanting to ask somebody this for a long time. Our local newspaper will not let us run an ad about our business because they say network marketing has a negative connotation.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And they don't know anything about the product.
Uh-huh.
And, it could cause all kinds of problems. They will not let us run an ad.
Yeah, and you're where again?
Washington, Missouri.
Missouri. I know what you're going through. And that's because of past networkers who just totally broke every rule, who just didn't do it right, didn't have honesty and integrity, and they ruined it for that paper. And, there's certain papers in the Bay Area that are the same way. And so are you talking about running business opportunity ads, or are you talking about running them in help wanted sections?
Business opportunity.
They will not let you run a business opportunity ad.
No. I mean, I don't know how to do that.
That is amazing.
I was blown away. I just couldn't believe it. I said, you are not going to let me run an ad about my business or about our product. And she said, no, we would prefer not to. And I was blown away.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, guess what? They're not good enough for you. They just turned down, and that is a big amen, because they just turned down money. Listen, this is a free enterprise system. We live in a free country. And I can understand if they would not let you run a business opportunity ad in a help wanted section, because that can be, an integrity issue. But
right.
As far as being a competitive business like any other business, I mean, Sears that's in your town, Walmart that's in your town, everyone else can run an advertisement
right.
in that paper but you, then that is a closed-minded, not worthy of your money nor your time. And so
right.
What I would highly recommend is that you find other papers in other outlying areas that will allow you to do it.
Okay.
Branch outside of Missouri.
Yeah.
Seriously, you don't need to. You can build locally through working through centers of warm market, through centers of influences of warm market, and you'll get to tons of people that way. To be honest with you, sweetie, I've built a sales force of 20,000 people in 2 years, all on warm market, not an ounce of advertising.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't need the newspaper to tell me whether or not I can run an ad in that paper.
Uh-huh.
Then there's been other businesses that I wanted to grow it across the country. Then advertising plays an important role there. And so find other papers that will. There's plenty of other papers that say, hey, let's take your money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. So next, they're not worthy of your business.
All right.
That's the bottom line, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, well, anyway, let me wrap this up. We're like 2 minutes to closing this thing up. I just want to wish you all an awesome and happy new year. I want to bless all of you. I ask that God blesses you abundantly, prospers you, gives you awesome and phenomenal health, gives you the ability to endure the challenges that you will have this year. That's the reality. You will have challenges. You will get discouraged. But what I hope and pray is that you do not let that stop you, but that you move forward and you say, I don't care what happens. I'm getting down to this position this year. I'm going to recruit this many people into my business this year. I'm going to sell this much product this year, and I don't care what disaster comes. I'm still going to make it happen. Sometimes we have to readjust some of our goals, but the bottom line is if you put your head down, you stay focused, you get the proper training, you apply that training to all areas of your life, I promise you that you will be absolutely blessed out of your mind, and you'll see a business that you did not know was even possible to build. I look forward to seeing all of you guys on this coming Monday night call. We will cover awesome topics next Monday, and please email me and let me know if there's some topics that you would like me to cover. If you want certain issues, closing, recruiting, retail, management, training, whatever it is that you want me to cover, send me an email, and I promise I will cover it eventually on one of these conference calls. God bless you. I look forward to seeing all of you in Reston, Virginia on the 24th and 25th of this month. Talk to you guys soon, and everyone say goodbye at once.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.